USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell appeared to indicate that the central bank is less concerned about another wave of COVID infections than it had been about earlier waves. Powell pointed out that the second wave of infections that hit last summer had less of an economic impact than expected, in part because the states did not impose as severe lockdowns and because many households and businesses had adjusted to better deal with the pandemic. As dozens of wildfires rage in the West, the governors of California and Nevada are touring their state lines to get a first-hand look at the devastation. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
It just can't happen soon enough because the consequences of what we're all experiencing all across the Western United States.
Flames and smoke from the Dixie Fire are making firefighting efforts difficult, and there are concerns that strong winds and high temperatures could worsen the blaze. This is USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
The U.S. Senate in a 67-32 procedural vote Wednesday advanced a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, despite the fact that the full text of the proposal hasn't been made public yet. CBS correspondent Natalie Brand.
Now what we have is senators, enough of them, more than 60, agreeing to move forward to debate on this physical infrastructure package. But this is a process that has many more procedural steps ahead.
A major shallow earthquake off the Alaskan Peninsula late Wednesday prompted tsunami warnings for much of the Gulf of Alaska coastline. They were lifted several hours later, though an advisory remained in effect. The region was being hit with numerous aftershocks. Only small waves were generated. A tsunami watch issued for Hawaii was later canceled. There were no initial reports of injuries or damage. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Department of Justice officials alerted states on Wednesday that they're closely tracking the 2020 election audit taking place in Arizona and proposed audits in several other states. The new guidance document summarizes the Biden administration's position on federal law concerning audits, deeming the round of reviews that are either complete, in progress, or being proposed to be unusual and exceedingly rare, while highlighting that federal law imposes constraints under which counties and states must comply. This document sets down a marker that says the Justice Department is concerned about this. Officials noted that Attorney General Merrick Garland said last month that the DOJ would focus in part on scrutinizing audits to make sure that they comply with federal laws. The United States is expected to delay a partial rollback of a controversial migrant expulsion policy, citing fears related to the fast-spreading Delta variant of the coronavirus. More from Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is reportedly reconsidering its plan to lift restrictions that kept migrants from applying for asylum at the southern border to fight the spread of COVID. The White House was expected to lift Title 42 this summer, but after the recent rise in new infections due to the Delta variant, Politico reporting that the restrictions will stay in place for now. The administration was expected to begin to loosen the Trump-era restrictions at the end of July. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.